Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment four of God Invention Radio. Todd Brabender from Spread the News Public Relations is on with us. And we've been getting a lot of great callers and great emails and all kinds of good stuff happening. So, Todd, we have I'd like to cover as much as possible in this segment. It goes very, very quickly. But there's questions about how much it costs to have somebody like you, how to do it yourself, you know, what type of services are out there to help us, and just maybe you can kind of summarize all that for us.
Sure. As you might imagine, you can get the PR services for any range and cost. You can big time PR firms in big cities like New York and Chicago and L.A. Their fees are probably five figures, and they probably won't look at you for less than a 6-month contract. Some of them even more so than that. But there's a lot of individual PR people out there, smaller boutiques, agencies, what they call boutique agencies that can do great work. They're a lot more. I like to say about my business, we're not as big, but we're nimble. We can get around and we can move quicker, and we don't have to go through all the headaches of running it through all the different channels, that type of thing. But and you can get campaigns for depending on who you're working with, an individual who just is on his own, maybe for $25 an hour or something like that, or depending on what they, you know, what their specialty is and how much experience they have, it goes up from there. I'll be real candid and let you know that we have different service tiers in ours, and I don't want to turn this into a sales pitch about who we are and what we do, but we have what we call our full service campaigns or our full market campaigns. Those are retainered campaigns, monthly retainered campaigns that are all inclusive, all intensive, I like to say. That's our full service campaign. That's a $2,500 a month campaign where we do all the work for you. We do everything and you don't have to learn how to do PR. We do that, and we do it day in and day out for you. We also have smaller feed structured campaigns that are what we call selective market campaigns that are about half that fee. The services aren't they're more affordable for people whose budget aren't as large, but they still want the media exposure, and goes from there. So
right. But you got to find people that listen. There's public relations companies out there that are for services and businesses and publicly traded companies.
Yep.
You got to find, like you, for example, and again, this isn't a plug for you, but what's interesting about you is that you're a product PR person, which is good.
Yeah.
You know, so make sure, like anything else that we do, inventors, we have to do our research and find the right person that or company that's the match for us.
Yeah, and I would say that too. That's a great point, because I would say, and align yourself with a PR agency that's about your size too, kind of thing. And there's book publicists out there, there's entertainment publicists, there's political PR people, that type of thing. I don't do anything like that, and frankly, we get a lot of calls here in the office of people that want us to launch. Hey, I'm a financial planner. Can you do a campaign for me? Or I sell real estate. Can you do something for me? And I respectfully say, no, that's not what I do, and I refer them on to other PR associates that I have.
Okay.
So we just carved a niche for ourselves, and what we do is innovative, really unique products. If your product is unique and we think our media contacts will like it, that's when we say, yeah, we want to be on board with you.
Okay, so that makes sense. Now let's kind of just shift gears here. Let's talk about the do-it-yourself inventor that wants to get kind of some exposure. Now there's the newspapers, magazines, social media, TV, right? Just kind of see if you can touch on each one. We have a few minutes left.
Sure. Each media format is a viable opportunity for you. It's just a matter of finding those. Putting together a media message that they'll be interested in, and then and making the pitches to the right people. Almost every media outlet in the world, from a DIY perspective, do-it-yourself perspective, for a media person or a inventor wanting to launch their own campaign, almost every media outlet in the world has a website about their you know, who they are and what they do, and almost all of them have a staff page or a contact page. If you want to be on in Inc. magazine, get on Inc.com, read a couple of their articles, and then go to the
find
staff
the right
page.
Editor.
A lot of times it'll say what it'll have their contact information. So
right,
you
find the right editor.
Yeah, find the right editor. Don't send, you know, obviously don't send a plumbing product to the consumer electronics editor, you know, obviously,
okay.
That type of thing. So it does take research. It does take knowing who to find and pitch, and that's what we do day in and day out. But it's
so you're giving our inventors some ideas there to come up with a electronic plumbing product.
There you go.
Then
exactly.
You're not going to.
I get 10% of that, though. I came up with it. So. But that's good.
Yep.
Continuing with that, it's just again just. From a DIY perspective, if you want to launch your own campaign, I want to get this in real quick because I think this is real important. This is also in response to one of the emails that came in. A crucial thing is putting together a media message or a press release that plays up who you are and what you do or what the product is and does kind of thing. One thing that you want to stay away from, or a couple things you want to stay away from real briefly, don't turn it into an ad campaign. Don't put a bunch of superlatives in there. Don't tell me how great it is. Media people I like to tell clients, media people want facts, not fireworks. Tell them what it is, what it does, and why your readers or viewers should be interested. And I always like to say, everybody talks about things being egocentric. In order to get the media interested a lot of time, you need to pitch media-centric. And that is saying, here's something we think your readers and viewers will be interested, and then spoon-feed them as to why. And it doesn't need to be reams and reams of paragraphs and paragraphs of information. The pitches that we send out, quite frankly, are about 300 words. They're hard-hitting, factual, concise. Here's something we think your readers will be interested in, and here's why, and go from there. So.
Well, that makes sense. Good stuff. All right, so we have about 2 minutes left or so, Todd.
Okay.
So we have these inventors that are out there. We have this product. Maybe just give us some last words of wisdom, words of advice on really what it takes and what we need to do. I know we've had the whole show on it, but just kind of summarize and just give us your final words for us.
Sure. And just real quickly before I get away, I want people to know that I've written articles on the topic of PR, and I'm happy to give them away free to anyone.
Oh.
So if you want to email me, I've written, 15, 20 different articles over the year on the topic of PR. It's great information. I'm happy to give it away to you, one or all the articles. So send me an email or talk to Brian, and we can get you that information. And
so where is that
on? Kind of a nice way to get learn some things, too. But
SpreadTheNewsPR.com?
Todd@SpreadTheNewsPR.com. That's all one word, SpreadTheNewsPR.com. Or you can go to the website, SpreadTheNewsPR.com, and you can click on, there's a contact page there. So.
Okay, great. Free consultations and also articles that you've written. So that's great. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
All right, so we have about a minute left. Tell us what it takes, Todd.
Well, again, what you need to have and what will benefit you the most from a media interest standpoint of your... You've done a great job of coming up with an idea for an invention, getting it through the product development process, and getting it to the point where now I need to sell this to people. And what you need to do is do the same thing to the media. You need to kind of sell, and I say sell with a small s, sell to the media. Again, kind of going back to what I was saying. Educate the media. The media are out there, and they're looking for features. They're looking to do features. They don't know you exist. I always tell clients, it's nice to have diamonds, but if you keep them in your pocket, nobody knows you have diamonds. So let the media know that you have these diamonds, and we think your readers and viewers will be interested in this diamond that we have. And like I said, it's a nice reciprocal relationship. They need the content. You need the exposure. Spoon feed it to them. Make everybody happy, kind of thing. And again, a big thing that I like that I like to kind of impart is make sure everything that you're doing is making the media's job as easy as possible. And that'll get you more than halfway there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Todd, for joining us. That
you
was
bet.
Todd Brabender from Spread the News Public Relations. On Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Subscribe on iTunes. It's free.
For the past decade, I've been recommending Kingston for all your drive and memory need, and each year they never fail to impress me. If you've never used an SSD before, the V-Series might just be the ticket. Let's say you've had that computer for a few years and it's starting to run a little slow. If you're not ready to replace it, Kingston's SSD Now V-Series solid-state drive can kickstart that old system and make it feel like new. It'll improve performance as boot and shutdown times are reduced, and programs open and close faster. In general, the system is snappier. It's like breathing new life into an existing system. If you own a desktop, the 30-gig Kingston V-Series SSD is the perfect companion to that hard drive you have with all that music and movie. Put the operating system on the SSD and keep the data where it's at. Sit back and watch your old desktop operate faster. There's a capacity and a model for everyone wanting to upgrade from a traditional hard drive to a solid-state drive. Check out the Kingston SSD Now V-Series SSD at www.kingston.com.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers have bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call and speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.